Welcome back, everybody. It's the light side, and there's some people getting shot, and all kinds of crazy shit is happening. So let's go ahead and find out if you can intimidate a bunch of stormtroopers. So without their officer to command their good behavior, Talra, you have an opportunity to tell them to back down. So you come out, you've got gun waving. I think with Zed and Kes there, you can take two boost dice.
That's blue, right?
Yeah, two boost dice on the roll.
Great.
And the difficulty is going to be their discipline, which is three. So three purple dice.
Okay. All right. And this would be a deception check?
No, it's a coercion because you're threatening them. I think that's what it's called in this, right? Let me take a look.
Yeah. Issue a threat.
Yeah. Yeah. Coercion.
So weirdly enough, I have coercion as a career skill.
Yep.
But that, does that mean I get a yellow in it?
No, you don't. It just means it's less expensive to buy ranks in it, but you have destiny points if you want to spend them.
You know what? I don't think I will. Because this is three stormtroopers. So if it fails, well, we'll hopefully take them out. Okay, so here I go. We're going to do it. And go.
Hey, there you go. All right, you're one intimidating Bothan. So they look at each other, right? Little helmet swivel back and forth. And then they all drop their weapons and put their hands up.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. So you've forced the surrender of these three stormtroopers, and we wipe away from the scene to Gunner and his pursuers making their way through the sort of crowded streets on these swoop bikes. So Gunner, if I can get you to make a planetary piloting check, this time the difficulty is three. Now you have four advantage to spend.
Yeah, so I'm gonna use one for myself, two to make them incur a black die.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do one upgrade for myself, one advantage for myself.
Okay, cool. Yeah, one advantage and then for them. Okay, excellent. Okay, so all you need is for me to do worse than that, and you can get away. So take the two strain.
Fail.
Let's see how these troopers do.
How much strain have I gotten in so far?
Is that the first? Yeah, I think that's the first time you've taken a strain.
Okay.
I don't see any disadvantage on any of your rolls. Yeah. Nope.
So what made me get the strain there?
You have threat. You have more threat than you do advantage by two.
Okay.
Okay. So they're gonna make a piloting planetary roll. They have one black die. They also have a blue because of their last turn. Let's see how they do. There we go. Piloting planetary. Ooh, all right. So they actually close the distance. So you get stuck behind a like some pack animal, and they clear some of the distance. You can see them getting closer to you. And we're getting a lot of sort of snapshots back and forth between them as they approach, vehicles getting out of the way, and people are starting to clear for them because they have the sirens, but they're not clearing for you. So you're getting like held up behind them, and and you can see them getting closer.
I can just see. Come on, go, lights, great, go.
Yeah, exactly. Right, like it's starting. The morning traffic is starting to like build up on the road, and and they're getting closer.
Okay, I guess I just look behind my like over my shoulder, and like I acknowledge that they're getting closer, but my expression still doesn't change. You know, just
a little bit more. And because it's so start and stop now, if you wanted to, you could ditch the bike and try to escape a different way. You could try to like hide in the crowd, or now would be the time where you could like pull into an alley or like try to lose them, because you're not just out in open terrain with them, like, you know, tearing ass behind you.
Yeah, I'm going to try and go into an alley to ditch them, because that way also, like, I could have buddies in this crowd, you know, like I have no idea. So I don't want to get stopped up ahead.
Okay. All right. So let's make a stealth roll. The difficulty is going to be three. And I think if you succeed, you manage to like get out of the chase, But you know, they'll have to like find you again. Basically, they lose you for a little while. You'll have some time to act.
And I can't get an advantage for this, right?
No, because you don't have any. You don't have any advantage from your last roll. Nice, awesome. Okay, yeah. So I think that we see you. You like cut behind the pack animal, like Bantha or whatever. So you cut behind it and swoop into an alley, and we cut over to the stormtroopers, and they've kind of like pulled up along on one side of the road, and they're like, "Where is he? I don't know. We lost him on the sights." And so they're like looking around, looking at their sights and trying to figure out where you were. But they've lost you. They've lost you for now.
I can listen to you do that stormtrooper shit all day, by the way. So this actually affects what's going on with her.
Yeah.
With Gunner.
Yeah. So I think we cut back to the other scene with the stormtroopers, you know, with their hands up. What are you, Tower? What are you doing? Are you like getting them like to go up against the wall, or like what's the deal?
Yep. At this point, I'm probably lining them up against the wall, face towards the wall, and securing their hands behind their back.
Okay, and I think you're close enough that you can hear their like helmet radio. One of them like has it. Actually, no, it's the officer. It's the officer's. He's got the radio in his pocket. He's got his little comb. Ooh. And it's you can hear the bike troopers, and they're like, "We lost them. You know, sir, what do you want us to do?"
Go ahead, go ahead,
Commander. I could imitate the officer's voice and have them return.
Make it so.
All right, so I go up to the officer's body. I pull him inside so he's not like on display for the street to see. Pull him inside, yeah. Grab the comm out of his pocket.
Uh-huh.
And then
you reach into his pocket and pull out his little like comm cylinder. There's like blood dripping off the end of it. Shake it off.
Oh, by the way, it's important to mention when I'm securing these guys, I'm doing it inside the place.
Okay, so you brought this one from inside. Okay, so Kes, what are you doing while this is happening?
I'm standing right next to the commander, right, just waiting for them to return.
Okay,
I'm ready, man. I got the sweet gun now.
Drag the body inside. Okay, cool. So Zed, you want to try to deceive the?
Well, I asked the commander.
Yeah, he said to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, in all seriousness, I meant go ahead. Yeah, do it.
So, and that's my question to you. I can, since I heard him talk, can I imitate his voice and make new words out of it or not?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's part of your deception. If you do a British accent when you do it, I'll give you a blue die. I'll give you a boost die.
Okay. So I grab the officer's comm out.
Uh-huh.
And, I say into it, let that one go. We need you in here immediately. We have what we came for. Return to the cantina immediately. I think I said immediately a couple times.
It's very immediate. Right?
Very immediate.
We're getting your point across, Zeke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, when were we supposed to come back? Okay, make a deception check, and the difficulty will be it'll be 3, but give yourself a boost die.
Okay. So the advantage that I had given to both of them, neither of them took it.
I used advantage on my roll when I did
that. Yeah. Tara had it. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So deception with three purples and one blue.
Yeah, 3 purple, 1 blue.
Coming at you.
While Zeke's rolling this, can Tawa kind of look at Kestrel and kind of nod over to one of the rifles that was dropped by the stormtrooper?
Cool. Yeah. The trooper rifles. Like, I imagine you brought all that stuff inside.
Great. Okay.
Well, no failure, but 1 strain.
Okay. So there, I think we hear back over the comm at the stormtroopers. Stormtroopers like, sir, is everything all right? You sound a little different. Does the officer sound different to you guys? Oh, yeah. Something's weird about this. I don't know.
And you can hear them like... they're talking amongst each other like, what's going on there? And so they're like... They definitely don't... they're sort of confused. They don't have this, like, the officer, but they definitely know that something is up. Not necessarily that, like, you're impersonating the officer, but they're suspicious.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that, like, you didn't deceive them, but you could follow up with something else.
Yeah. Right? That's, like, what I was wondering. Like, does that role count for everything else that I would say to them, or is that just for that?
So this is, you failed a deception check. So you can't deceive them again, but you could try to charm or coerce them, if you had a different tack. Talra, you and Kes have the stormtroopers. They have their, like, hands on their heads, like, facing the wall. You have their weapons. You brought those inside. The window is still broken. And if you see the cantina from the outside, you know, it would be clear something went down. There's no, like, you know, pools of blood or, like, dead stormtroopers in the street.
So
there's a bunch of very fucked up bikes, though.
So a very real question in during the fight and during the cleanup, I'm assuming this has been at least a few minutes that have gone by. What is
like 30 seconds?
What's Mallow doing during all this?
That's a good question. So you look over, and I think that you see Mallow, like, Kes, you're close to the bar. Mallow has, like, wormed his way up to where you are. And he says to you, he's like, you're a pretty good shot with that thing. Like, looks at the shotgun.
Well, I guess I could just go ahead and hold on to this for you if you don't need it.
He laughs. He's like, I've had it under the bar for years. Never had the opportunity to use it. I was always a little scared, to be honest. I don't like guns. But he kind of gives you a look up and down. He's like, if you're ever looking for a job, you know, outside of the whole commando thing, I could use a bouncer. And he, like, chuckles.
Maybe one day, Mallow. Maybe one day.
Yeah, it's like, this planet, this planet's not as safe as it used to be. And he looks over at the window and shakes his head, and he's like, I'm going to have to get somebody to fix that. You know, you're having a great week. You book good talent for the bar, and then somebody has to go and throw an Imperial officer through the window.
I could fix that for you, if you like. Started it.
Yeah, and he looks at you, and he's like, he says, thanks for the offer, but I think you have bigger problems. And he looks at the comm in your hand. What are you going to say to the stormtroopers?
No, I'm going through my files and thinking, one of my options was to say, like, we've been ambushed, get back here, but they might just report to their, like, command and bring more troopers.
Yeah, exactly.
Good thinking.
Okay.
Commander, they don't seem convinced. You have another course of action? Anything I should say?
So before I respond to him, hold on. Okay, there we go. Before I respond to him, I'm going to kind of linger on him for a second, then kind of roll back and look at Mallow. And I'm going to kind of go, Mallow, do you have a place for these guys? And kind of nod my head over towards the stormtroopers. I'm trying to decide if we should stun them and, like, put them somewhere, or because I feel like we need to deal with them before we do anything.
He looks at them and looks at the body, and he says, he's like, no, my corpse storage is all full up. I keep meaning to take out the trash, but, you know, you get busy. There's so many things to do when you run a bar. And he like, you know, pushes his fez back up on his head. And
my corpse guy doesn't come till Tuesday.
Yeah, he says, if you can get them to the edge of the wall, I say, knock them out. Throw them into the jungle. Let the Acolyte take care of them. But someone's going to come looking for them. So whatever you're going to do, do it quick.
So I kind of nod and look back at Zed. And options. I'm gonna look back at Zed and go, hold the call for now, stun these three, get them unconscious, and we'll go from there.
Affirmative.
So while he's doing that, I think at this point we need to reconnoiter with Gunner. Like we need to figure out what's going on there, because we can't, if we leave the bar without at least talking to Gunner, then we will have zero way to hook up outside of just running around the city trying to calm each other, which would be really lame. So let's kind of, can we snap back to Gunner and kind of see what's going to go on there?
Yeah.
The comms.
Yeah, well, you can bust out your long range comms and get in touch with Gunner if you want.
Okay, so she's in range for that right now.
Yeah. You have time now to use the long range comm. So it's like you would have to take it out. You set it up on the bar and then you tune in to Gunner's.
So I'm going to do that. Go right up to my ear and say, Gunner, what's your situation?
So I hear this all of a sudden.
Yeah. And Gunner, you're in an alley next to like a bunch of like dumpsters. One of the dumpsters has like a tentacle like reaching out of it, and it like grabs a rat and pulls it back into the dumpster as we like pan across to you. And you're just sitting on the bike, and the bike is idling, and then your comms crackle.
Okay. Life. I've led them astray. Would you like to rendezvous tomorrow or right now?
So how well, I would say it'd probably be best if we did it now, but it depends on kind of like how well we know the city. Also, I'm assuming like our goal, and I'm kind of talking to you guys right now, Kester and Zed, like our goal right now is to get situated so we can actually, we need to contact our main area. So Adam, quick question.
Yeah.
What kind of gear would we need to make contact with our headquarters? Are we going to have to like scour the city for a comms area? Like how's it?
Nope. Your long range comm equipment can put you in touch with Republic Command, right? It's an encrypted system. You just need to set it up and make the call.
Okay. So what I'll do at this point is with Gunner, I'm going to get back on the comms and basically say,
Gunner, we're going to take care of these three stormtroopers. Whatever your situation is, just stay safe and keep in contact.
All right. I'd like to remind you that I'm very well trained in reconnaissance. So if we lose contact, I'll be able to find you again, Commander.
Understood.
And at that point, I'm going to look at Malo and I'm going to say,
Malo, we're going to take these guys out of here. Sorry for the trouble. Is there anything we can do for you before we go?
He shakes his head. It's like waddles, kind of like flap around, and he's like, no, I think you've done just about enough. And he laughs and he's like, just tell your friends you had a good time at Malo's.
Oh my god, so good natured.
Tawra kind of laughs and then he walks like right next to Malo and he kind of puts an arm on his shoulder flab.
On the top of the triangle.
And he kind of locks eyes with him a little bit and he goes,
are you going to be okay with all this? Are you sure?
He just chuckles and he says, I've seen worse. Well, you think this is the first dead Imperial officer I've ever had to deal with? No. I've been tending this bar a long time.
So I'm going to kind of smile and nod a little bit.
Thanks again, Malo.
And walk over. And at that point, so Zed, did you already stun the guys? Are they now three like bodies?
Well, yeah. As soon as it was my,
like, yeah. So let's put that out. So the stormtroopers, they're, you know, they have their hands on their heads. They're like up facing the wall and you walk over. And what do you do?
Oh, me? Okay.
Yeah.
I walk over to them and say,
as long as no one moves, this should be relatively painless.
Okay. And they kind of like don't really move. They just stand there and kind of like wait for whatever it is you're about to do.
So I just stun the first one.
Yeah. So you just blast the first one and he crumples, his head hits the wall and he just like crumples to the floor. And the guy next to him is like, oh, that looked like it hurt. And he turns his like head to like look at you and he's like, you really don't have to stun us. I mean, we'll go willingly. And then you stun the guy.
I stun him in the middle of his.
Yeah, right. No, blast him. We'll go. So he falls down, crumples onto the next guy, and then the third guy. I think he's like, kind of like looks at you. He's like, All right, make it quick.
before I stun him, I'm gonna just ask him a couple of questions, mm-hmm. just really politely.
Okay. Do you want to ask him?
Before I put you out, what is the name of your commanding officer?
That's a good question.
Sorry, yeah. Let's go.
All right, let's come up with a cool Star Wars name for this guy. I actually have a list of just like random names.
Blaze McCoy.
Yeah, right. Like sound
Gunner's real name.
Kind of the same.
Drake Dark. Dark Drake Phoenix.
I do like Blaze McCoy. his name is Commander Nalto.
Commander Nalto, okay.
Yeah. Actually, he wouldn't be a commander. He would just be like a lieutenant. So it's Lieutenant Nalto.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's like, you're like, what's the name of your officer? He's like, Nalto, Lieutenant Nalto.
What was your primary mission on this planet?
Well, we're security. Keeping people safe.
Keep who safe?
Imperial citizens. Stormtroopers. It's our thing.
So you don't have a specific person that you're trying to keep safe?
Well, no. There were some terrorists. Something happened at customs. I don't...
One second. I gotta get my notes out here. Okay.
Can you tell me what you know of Timo Turin, the counselor?
I'm not really up on politics.
Okay.
Shoot.
Like, good try, man. Good try.
Like the kind of resigned, like, okay.
Well, I'm going to have to stun you now.
Yeah, so he just kind of like freezes up and then bonks his head on the wall and just slides down to the floor. So there's, yeah, three unconscious stormtroopers lying there.
All right. So I look to the commander.
Three stunned stormtroopers as commanded.
Thank you, Zeb. So at this point, we do not have any type of vehicle, correct?
No, not on hand.
Okay. So I think what we'll need to do.
I mean, Gunner has a bike. Gunner has a speeder bike.
Okay, yeah. But so what we'll need to do is just, I'm guessing we'll kind of put those bodies in the corner of the bar for now and like put some chairs around them, you know, maybe throw a tablecloth over them or something.
And, stand them up, put a lampshade on their
head. Exactly. Yeah, get it, Adam. What we'll need to do is we need to find some kind of transportation. Now, I'm assuming the doors of the bar are probably big enough so we could like back a cart into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what we need to do at this point?
Malo takes like shipments of like booze and stuff all the time. So he's got there's under the bar. There's like a storage area, and it's got its own little entrance in the alley.
Oh, great!
Where he moves like liquor in and out. Right.
Okay, so I'm gonna kind of look back at Malo as I'm kind of looking. I've got like a hand on the doorway, and I'm looking outside and looking around, and I'm assuming I don't see anything that's good. So I'm gonna kind of turn over my shoulder and kind of go,
Malo, you mind holding on to these for a few minutes while we find something? Or better yet, do you have a cart we could borrow?
He nods. He says, I have an old cart in the back, obviously. And he like kind of holds his arms up. He's like, I don't use it much, but you're welcome to borrow it if you want.
Perfect.
Zed, help with these bodies.
At that point, I go over and swing one of them over my shoulder. And start kind of walking out towards that alley, being very careful, and also looking back at Kes and going,
Kes, can you keep watch, make sure no one sees us?
And then kind of keep moving out.
Okay. Kes, so where do you go? Are you going to like go stand by the door or?
So are we waiting for Gunner right now? Because we're separated still?
We right now, Gunner has basically been told to do whatever he needs to do to stay safe. Okay. The option to contact us later, even as late as tomorrow, is there. We don't know what's going on with him right now. We're focused on getting these bodies out of Malo's So, and into the woods. We're going to take his suggestion and just kind of put him in the woods and let him good luck, basically.
Okay. Do we have like a kind of like, what's our goal right now as a group? You know, what's our larger goal rather than just the bodies?
The main goal right now is to contact headquarters with the information we got from the woman we met at the end of last episode. That's been the goal the whole time. Right. Just all this other shit has happened in the way. So okay. We don't necessarily need to meet up with Gunner before that, but the immediate, from what I'm guessing, and of course, if you guys want to do something else, feel free, but I'm guessing the immediate is we want to get these bodies out of Mallow's.
Okay, cool. So then do I want to grab one of these bodies and, I don't know, can I lift one of them?
Sure.
To help carry them out to the forest?
Yep, we'll throw them on the cart, and then we'll put the disguises on and cover our faces, and we'll just come that way.
Sweet. Okay, I'm helping load the unconscious stormtroopers.
Great. Okay.
All right. So you're loading up the cart. It's just like a little hover cart. It's meant to be like pulled by a vehicle or like on foot. So you like load them in. There's a tarp you can cover them with, and then they just kind of like. It just sort of hovers there once you turn it on. So you can use it to lug these stormtroopers around. Gunner, what are you
doing? Like stacking them like cordwood, like
Yeah, totally. Just piling them up. Gunner, where are you gonna go? What are you gonna do?
So I see like from the alleyway, I see that the stormtroopers keep going by. Or am I
I don't know. If you're far enough away that you can't see them right now. But you could try to binoculars? What's that?
Even with my binoculars?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to leave the alley and like get back out to the road. It would give them a chance to spot you, but right now they've kind of lost you. They're going to come looking for you. But
okay. I'm just going to start backtracking and taking a different route is all.
Okay, so you're just going to make your way back towards the cantina?
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to take the bike because I look kind of out of place.
It is, you know? Yeah. It's essentially like it's a stolen cop car, right? Like,
So I'm gonna like park the bike and then you know just take a trick out of the Book of Co and put like a nice blanket on top of it, like put some chairs up next to it, and
it's like random alley garbage. Like you could hide it behind one of the dumpsters.
Yeah, or like in a dumpster. I'm sure I can pick it up and throw it in there. You
definitely can't pick it up and throw it.
I'm sure I can. And then
you get ambushed by a bunch of Japanese teenagers. You have to throw a bike at them.
I don't want to kill children today, Adam.
So yeah, I mean, you can find a place to like stash it for now, but they probably have like tracking equipment on it in case it gets stolen for that.
Okay, yeah. So like, I don't want to be anywhere near it. And then I'm just gonna kind of like blend in. Maybe I have my poncho on me, like I'm not wearing it, but so maybe I can just like quickly take off in the back of this alley, take off my like skin tight suit, get back into my poncho garb, and then kind of like casually start walking back.
Sure. Yeah. So you get your poncho on and like move out into the crowd that's starting to form on the side of the street, and you kind of like disappear into it. Yeah, and so we see the stormtroopers, like they've kind of lost you, and they get on their bikes and they head in the opposite direction. They're going to head back to their headquarters.
He knows 5 languages. He can blend in, disappear. You'll never see him again.
Yeah, exactly. So you're on your way back. It'll take you a little bit to get there on foot. So in the meantime, the crew at Mallow's, you have the stormtroopers all piled up and ready to go. What do you want to do?
How close are we to the border of the city? And it's walled, right?
Yeah. There's a big wall around the city because there's all kinds of like scary jungle shit outside that's always trying to get in. Like on foot, it depends, right? Like if you're just taking like a direct route, you could probably walk there in an hour. But if you're like trying to take like back alleys and like stay hidden, I would say double or even triple that, depending on how.
Does this city have any trash chutes that would lead outside?
They probably have like garbage collection, and then the trash collection droids just dump the garbage outside. They just like dump it outside the walls.
If we were to hide these bodies in one of those piles, would they be stunned long enough to be taken outside, you think?
If you want to spend a destiny point, there could be a garbage collection droid on its way right now to like pick up Mala's garbage.
Guys, what do you think? Let's do it.
I'm done.
All right, let's do it. All right, so we're going to do that. We're going to dump them in the trash, and then okay. It's understood that they are taken outside and are never seen again.
So you,
until they wake up.
Yeah, so you use the cart to drag them over to the like a nearby dumpster and then put them in the dumpster? Is that the plan? Okay.
Yep.
And so we see this big, it's basically just like a big hovering box. It's an automated like Imperial garbage collection droid. It's got some like graffiti on the side. Like it probably says like Vader lives on the side with like a cool spray painted helmet. It pulls up and little arms come out and pick up the bin, and it tips the bin, and we see the like white armor kind of like of the stormtroopers as they clatter into the garbage droid, and it puts the bin back down. And then there's like a series of beeps as it compacts the garbage inside.
Oh, fuck!
So there's just, yeah, we just see the little, like, the droid just like this beep, 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 and it's like, and it like crushes all the garbage inside, and then like makes a little chime now that it's done and just drives off.
Oh my god.
Wow. At least they were stunned when it happened.
And all the blood. I have made a huge mistake.
All the blood mixes with like the garbage juice and just like leaks out the side, just brown and reddish. Oh, when you were saying like graffiti on the side, I imagine like a Vader face that like was on a white sticker that said Obey underneath it.
Yeah, totally. Vader. Picture of a stormtrooper holding a balloon.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well. If the object was to kill them, I think you did it in the most humane way possible, Commander. Congratulations.
I don't think being crushed is humane, Zed.
Meanwhile, Tawa is just standing there making these types of sounds.
They never saw it coming.
Maybe
your conscience is clear.
Maybe they're okay.
They could have lived.
Maybe we got lucky.
Hopefully they practiced yoga.
They're just a little crushed.
They come out looking like a companion cube.
That's the thing. Somewhere, like exactly, like later, somewhere we get a shot of this like giant mound of like perfectly cubed garbage, and the little droid like dumps it, and all these little cubes fall in, and one of them is just like stormtrooper armor and like blood stains, just like this perfect box, like white and black pieces, and it just tumbles down the side of a hill of garbage.
It was Kestrel's idea.
Hey, well, you know, at least we don't have to worry about them, like, talking about us later. Hold on. Okay, so on to a serious note.
Now that Gunner is safe, those three bikers might be coming back to see what their commander wants of them. So I suggest we either leave or set up an ambush now.
Ooh, good point. Also, Adam... We didn't actually say this, but I'm assumed since we took him to the trash that we also put the commander's body in there. So there's
I assume that they were all in the same pile. And you can have like taken whatever it is that you want off of the commander's body. So the stormtroopers have their utility belt, their armor, and their weapons. They have the blasters. The officer has his like command cylinder, his little pocket cylinder thing, his comm. And he has a pistol, as well as his sometimes malfunctioning data pad.
Okay, we're going to loot all of them. And my second very important question is, I'm not exactly sure how it works in the Star Wars universe, but could we theoretically put on that stormtrooper armor?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it won't fit you.
That was my question.
They don't make stormtrooper armor for non-humans. Because non-humans are not allowed to be stormtroopers, but Kess could wear the stormtrooper armor. Gunner could as well.
What about the droid?
No, you can't put a stormtrooper armor on a droid.
Okay, so
like paste it.
Convincing.
What I'm thinking we could do, we need to find a place to set up and contact our base. but we can't do that at Malo's anymore because we assume they're going to come back. Malo's a smart dude. He can make up a story about how the stormtroopers left and the commander left and all that stuff. So he'll probably be fine, but we can't be there. So we need to figure out a place to go. And we are literally in a city where we know no one. You I am taking one suggestions.
You know one person.
Yeah, you know the, but
we know Malo, but we've already like, we can't go up, bark up that tree. Like
we know our contact.
We know our contact, but we don't know how to get in contact with her. The only contact we have with her was to meet at the bar, and we actually asked her if we could talk to her again, and she said like, please don't able to talk to us.
Right,
again.
Yeah.
So,
because she has to pretend that she's a good, loyal, imperial bureaucrat. Yeah. Right?
So here's a question. Can we use one of our perks? Can I use Streetwise to potentially locate a rumor of a place we could set up camp?
Yeah, I mean, what are you looking for, right? Like, you know, we've established that there's no New Republic operations on this planet in the city yet, right? Like, that's what you're here to sort of set up.
For us, it would be finding a place without Empire presence.
I know, right, just looking to avoid Imperial entanglement. Yeah, so getting involved in the like local criminal underworld, that is definitely a thing that you could do for sure.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and try that.
Another thing, could I use, let's see, I have many like little skills in like electronics and computers and stuff like that. I'm wondering, can I recombobulate this, this Imperial comm to our like frequency or whatever, our channel, and give it to Malo in case he hears or sees anything, he can, like when he's, you know, out of earshot of anybody, he can communicate with us. And tell us like, oh, I heard this or this happened or whatever.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to give him the Imperial. Like, you can just give him your New Republic like code, and then he can use any comm to connect.
Oh, he can. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, but you can tell him that before you leave. Right? Like, hey, if you hear anything or whatever.
So wait, Zed can extract the codes from the Imperial comms.
So he's got, there's two things. There's the code cylinder, which is the little like rank thing that allows this guy access to Imperial facilities of his rank or lower, right? It's a key to open doors. But it also contains the encryption code for the local comms channel. Now they'll change it once they realize he's gone missing. Everybody's code cylinders will get rewritten and yours won't work anymore. But for now, until they figure that out, you do have access to their comms network.
Okay, so we'll keep that one.
Yep.
And we'll just, I'll just inform Malo. I'll just program, like, how do I give him the code? Do I just tell him the code or do I program into his own comm?
You'd have to program it into the comm for him, but that's fine. You can
okay,
have.
So I do that. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop.
Yep.
And I just let him know.
Malo, this comm now has direct link to us in case you hear or see anything or you find yourself under duress, you can contact us immediately and we will do what we can to help you.
And he says, he's like, don't worry. I know how to handle myself in duress. And he says, but thank you for giving me this. Hopefully this is the beginning of some change for Felucia. The Empire's had us under their thumb for much, much longer than I would have liked.
Well, now you know where to find us.
Good.
Okay. All right, that's it. I'm done.
Cool. Okay. So I think that the next time we see you, like we do the wipe and you're together again. Like you found Gunner and you wanted to go and try to like figure out some like underworld connection. That was the thing you wanted to do. Something to avoid Imperial entanglement.
Yes. Personally, I'd like to, if possible, use Streetwise.
Yeah. Totally. Okay. So I think that you're in, it's like midday now. It's hot. It's damp. Everybody is like sweating. The sun is beating down overhead and you're in like an open market. So there's all kinds of like clothing and food being sold in stalls. There's like crowds of people moving around in the market, kind of pushing past each other. people of all different species. But you don't see like a lot of like stormtrooper presence or anything, right? Like there's maybe like security cameras at the edges of the market, but the market's much too crowded for like stormtrooper patrols. And we get that kind of like long shot as we follow you of like people shouting and like hawking their wares, people buying and selling things. Someone buys like a giant fish and like throws it on the back of a cart. And then we come in on you and you're just like talking to, a merchant, a clothes merchant. There's a bunch of like dark fabrics hanging from her stall. And, she's like really old. Like she's probably like in her like 90s. She's like old woman. She's human and you're talking and let's see what you've learned. So you've been spending some time in the market asking questions, greasing palms and what have you. And so what you want, is what? Let's talk about the intent of this role. Like if you succeed, what will you get?
What we're looking for is a place that has a reputation for not being patrolled heavily by Empire, maybe devoid completely. Any areas of the city that for any reason the Empire is avoiding. Mm-hmm. A place that we could go and be relatively safe and away from Empire. More importantly, a place that we could rest potentially if we need to.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. I'm just making a note because I have an idea. Okay. So go ahead and make that roll. Does anybody else have streetwise that can help?
Yeah, the more help, the better.
I don't think I do, but let me double check. I don't
know. No, I just got two green.
Okay.
Yeah, I only have two green.
I don't know shit.
Nope.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, you can still assist. You just make sure you have the person with the highest skill rolling. So Tara, you actually do get three boost dice.
Three boost dice, three blues.
One more from each of your friends, as they're helping, right? Like Zed is translating and Kes is keeping an eye out so that you can have these conversations safely, like making sure nobody's following you. Gunner, same thing. You're kind of acting as a support in that regard. So yeah, go ahead and make the roll.
No difficulty?
No, the difficulty is going to be, I think it's going to be three. I think it'll be three.
Okay, three purple.
So yes.
Three blue, three purple, and roll.
And then whatever your skill normally is. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Nice. Look at that. Triumph. All right. So the old woman that you're talking to, we cut in on you in sort of mid conversation, and she's responding like you've just asked her something about like where you can find safety, and she says I might know a place for you and your friends, somewhere you can avoid the attention of the Imperials who so benevolently lord over us. They've been riled up today. She like winks at you. She's like, something happened at customs, I think. How do you react when she's like, I know who you are. I recognize you.
We're just going to like just lock eyes and just slowly nod. And then just
please continue.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, don't worry about me. And she like pulls up her sleeve. She has these like long sort of voluminous like clothes. She pulls up her sleeve a little bit and you can see she's got like an Imperial prison tattoo, like on her arm, like a barcode from being processed through the Imperial prison system. But she's got a tattoo, like that's faded and dark, but she's got a tattoo over top of it of the trefoil, like the red Rebel Alliance symbol. And like the words like never forget.
We found the good one.
yeah. And she's like, I have no love for these stormtroopers. Here, and she reaches into her robes, and she hands you a. It's not even like it's not a card or anything. It's just like a piece of like carved, like an amulet or something. Like there's a spot where like a leather thong would go through. That's just like a little carved piece of wood. And she gives you an address. She says, "Take this to the drainage district." And she kind of like looks around and she's like, "Someone will find you. Give them that."
So again,
thank you for your help. We won't forget this.
And at that point, I kind of turn around and kind of gesture at the at Kestrel and Zed to kind of come over and kind of show them the item and kind of look at them and wait for their reaction on it.
I'm there too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Gunner caught up. Okay, great. So, yeah. So, yeah, kind of show everyone the object, let them know what happened in case they didn't hear it, and kind of with in a questioning manner go, next stopped, what was it, garbage district?
Or drainage district. So,
next stop.
Drainage district.
Do you feel like you trust this stranger?
What are you holding? Again, describe it to me.
So it's a piece of like carved like wood or like very light stone. It's about like yay big. It looks like it's meant to be worn on like a necklace. It's like a little amulet, and it just has some strange carvings on it.
Okay, can I do like underworld intelligence or outer rim intelligence to see exactly what this connotates?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Make a make an outer rim rule.
Okay.
Difficulty is going to be it's going to be three purple.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Hey, real quick, guys, that audio they're talking about in chat, that's not my, are you guys hearing that too?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't my voice thing.
Nope.
Okay. No, I don't hear shit when they talk about their ears are bleeding or whatever. I don't hear anything.
So you got two advantage, but no success. So you don't recognize the thing. Let me take a look at what the advantage options for this stuff is. So behavior is considered necessary, polite. Okay. So you don't recognize what the thing itself is. And you're not sure what to, what to make of it, but, I think that you do recognize maybe the general procedure of like these kinds of things. So if what she's saying is true, it might be a sign that you're like a friend, right? It's a way of like physically imparting to you like a safe passage.
Okay. And can I use one of those to take, because I was pretty stressed out during that battle. Can I use one of those to take off a strain?
Yeah, totally. Okay.
So when I see the amulet, I mean, I have no idea what it is. I assume it's some weird civilian thing. Mm-hmm. So then when Talra says, you know, so the next district, I just look at him and I give a really reaffirming nod. Like, yeah, that's, I know what's going on here. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Amulets? Okay.
just throwing this out there. This would be the most convoluted trap ever with the tattoo and everything.
Yeah,
this would be
as
the
long as there aren't any factors of any kind there, I'm down to trick it out.
Great. Okay.
All right. So so you head out into the crowd, and we wipe to the drainage district. So the city, all that like green river that I described before, it picks up all of the city's like sewage and detritus as it moves through the town, and it all ends up at the bottom of kind of a hill where there's this massive like metal grate where all of the stuff is just like sluicing outside into a basically like a puddle of sludge and garbage. And we see these cubes
that look like stormtroopers.
What was that word you used?
Detritus.
Detritus, that's a good one. That's a calendar word.
So we see the river, and it's not like the kind of like emerald green that it was when we saw it the last time. It's now kind of brown and like bubbling, and we see like what looks like it might be like a body floating like face down in it, like caught up against the grate. There's a like a waterfall of sewage basically just like pouring out of the city, and it's dark here. So there's all of these like kind of like impromptu buildings that have been built out of garbage kind of around it. And you've entered this like basically disgusting slum. and yeah, it's really like shadowy. The city has these like solar energy collector fans that like come out over this area. So it's like dark, and there's like a faint kind of grayish mist hanging on the ground. And so we see you as a group kind of like moving through this like tent city, and folks, you get like wary kind of wary glances from people that are like living or sort of in this area. What do you want to do? Because she said someone would find you.
I kind of survey this horrible, smelly cesspool, and I go,
what are we doing at Zeke's house?
Anyway, so the first thing, so the first thing I think,
as far as I'm aware, sir.
So the first thing I think we would do is the amulet was there. Did you say there was like a string attached to it? Like
no, there was just a space where one would be.
Okay, so we need to somehow display this amulet. Do we see anyone? Are there any people or?
Yeah, but they're avoiding you, or like they're like looking out of the like doorway of their shack, their garbage shack.
So, and guys, suggestions welcome here. We basically need to somehow show these people the amulet or someone the amulet.
Just hold it over your.
Just hold it up. Say, chosen one, approach. No. But yeah, I'm guessing we could go to the closest abode or house like.
Yeah, I mean the closest people to you there's like a half dozen like kids, some humans, like a Rodian, and maybe like a Grimorian, and they're like gathered around a part where the like sludge river kind of takes a bend, so there's like a little pool there, and they're like fishing in the sludge pool. You know, one of them's got a little like stick, like it's a broken antenna, and there's a piece of wire hanging off of it, and he's like fishing, and the rest of them are like sitting and laughing.
You're talking kids like under 10 or like
children? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, we're covered in robes right now. Obviously we're very, so we're kind of, I'm going to kind of walk over to the kids and kind of get down on my knee, so I'm as least threatening as possible, and kind of hold out my hand with the amulet in it, and just kind of, so they go, you know.
Yeah, so you start to approach the kids, and they, like, some of them scatter because they're afraid, right? Strangers. But the Rodian kind of like stands up, like puts her hands on her hips, and when she speaks, you know, we have subtitles because she doesn't speak basic. She says in Rodian, she's like, "What do you want, stranger?" And she seems to be like protecting her friends.
Okay. So I'm going to get down on one knee, try to be as least threatening as possible, and kind of open palm and holding the amulet and just say, you know,
are your parents around or any adults we could talk to? We were told to come to this area, but we're not quite sure who we're looking for.
Okay. Can you make a charm roll?
What are my stipulations on this?
Two purple dice and a black one. Because they're suspicious. Black. Yeah, they're suspicious of strangers.
Any blues from the party?
I don't know. Is anybody helping?
I mean, I'd love to help if I can just say I help.
I mean, what does Ed do if you want to help? Like, if you want to help, all you have to do is just tell me what your character is doing that is helpful.
Do you know any tricks? Any tricks that kids would like?
Yeah, no, like.
I was gonna say, does Cass know any like magic tricks? Are you like, watch me pull a credit out of your ear?
Oh, nice!
Watch me pull a blaster out of my holster. It's like fireworks.
I am so like, I'm just afraid it would backfire, so I don't think I would add any charm to this at all.
I can't add charm because every time I see Tara like palming this amulet and now he's like handing it to someone, I'm like, Jesus Christ, what next? Like best friend necklaces, like.
You're the kid. You realize it's actually half of a heart, and the kid takes out the other half.
Yeah.
So okay, so I guess no blues is the short answer. Okay. So yeah. we'll go ahead with that.
Now I'm just imagining Kes making balloon animals. Yeah.
All right. So let's see how bad this is going to be.
Okay. All right. So the kids are, yeah, they're suspicious. She's not interested in this stranger. Now you do have an advantage, so you can carry that forward, or you can give somebody else an opportunity to make a roll. But yeah, you can't y'all can't charm these kids.
And so you come over and you're like, do you say you show her the amulet?
Or yes, I didn't give it to her. I just like, held, like I wanted to make sure she could see it in case it would elicit some reaction. And actually that was the next thing I was going to ask.
She looks, it's hard to tell where she's looking because Rodians don't have pupils. So she tilts her head slightly and looks at the amulet, realizes it's not food or credits, then looks at the rest of you. And she shakes her head and she's, cause you asked like, are there any adults around?
Yes.
She's like, yeah, my dad's a big deal bounty hunter. And if you don't leave us alone, well, he'll shoot you and your friends.
Would you like me to intimidate the children, Commander?
Not particularly, but if you want to go ahead. I was going to say we could try, like, don't we have a lot of credits? From I don't know, kindly asking for them from that merchant guy at the beginning.
The donation.
Like, don't we have like 400 credits or something?
Yeah, we split them, right?
We could offer her like 5 credits and see if that does anything.
Do credits work like that, or do you have to like show them a credit stick?
No, there's like physical like coins and stuff that you could give them.
Yeah, we could try that.
Okay. So I'm seeing her response to just me asking and how she's kind of like pulling away and everything. I'm going to hold up the money and go, you know,
well, if you can help us or point us in the right direction, this might be yours.
She looks at it and looks at you. She's like, she says, give me the credits. Like puts her hand out, floppy suction cup fingers.
I give her half of them.
Okay.
The other half is for when you help us.
Yeah, she takes them and she doesn't grin. She's got a snout and not a face, but she kind of like tilts her head and looks behind you. And she's like, you don't have to go far. And you, I assume, turn around. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a group of armed guys behind you. They didn't like sneak up on you, but they've definitely like they noticed and have been and are walking towards you. One of them is a Rodian, and he's carrying a blaster. The rest of them are armed. They have like vibro swords. One of them has like an axe, and they're just like coming towards you, sort of semi-threateningly.
So the first thing I'm going to do is hand her the rest of the credits. So it was like 4 in total. It was just a little bit, but make sure that's done. And then as I turn around and stand up, I'm going to hold my hand up, kind of like I would wave, like, hello. But I'm going to make sure that the emblem is in my palm.
Right, yeah, you've got your hand. Okay, cool. Well, this is a good place to take a break. So let's break here, and we'll see how they react when we get back. So we still got more balance of power, so stick around more when we get back.